Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Gilbert. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lacy moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with long covering, for the out. Lacy scores. Ripken moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baines reaches second base with a double. Little goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Walker moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford catches it and throws to first to double up Gamble. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets takes first base on ball four. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sheets moves to third. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo strikes out. There goes Rayford. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sheets scores. Rayford moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford scores. Wiggins moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbert hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Young moves to second. Steve Fireovid now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Young scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pardo strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rayford moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rayford scores. Wiggins moves to third. It's 7-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 7-3, Orioles. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Kittle moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gilbert reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. Hewlett scores. Gielen moves to third. It's 7-5, Orioles. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gielen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rayford moves to third. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford scores. Pardo moves to second. It's 8-6, Orioles. Juan Agosto now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lacy bunts in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Ken Dixon now pitching. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Salazar moves to third. It's 8-7, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agosto fires to first and picks off Young. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilbert hits a line drive towards third. Rayford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Little bunts towards the mound. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to third for the out. Fisk moves to second. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynn hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gilbert hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Brian Little. John Shelby now playing left field. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baines reaches second base with a double. Don Oss now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Baines moves to third. Rick Dempsey now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Baines scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.